Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. We're called to do good works as the salt and the light of this earth. But we cannot do this without the blood of Christ, which covers us in His righteousness for all the earth to witness. Salt is an amazing mineral. We use it and we need it every day of our lives with or without our knowledge. It's a basic need for our being as humans. Sometimes we find it in the oceans or in rock form along the ground. We even put it on our foods to make it taste better, or maybe just taste in general. We use it to preserve our foods and even to purify wounds at times. It truly is remarkable. And it's something that we can't live without. The same can be said for light. Light is needed for life. Christ tells His disciples and us today to be salt and light of the world. But what does this mean? And why does Christ say this? Christ says, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet." This is a simple and straightforward but also weighty statement by Jesus. And there's a few things that we ought to understand about this statement. First is this, that the disciples are salt, and now we are told to follow in their footsteps as salt of the earth. Second, salt can be understood as keepers of the truth, for salt gives tastes to the earth. If salt loses its taste, meaning its truthfulness, how can the saltiness or the truthfulness of the earth be restored? If salt loses its taste, it's no longer good for anything except to be thrown away and to be trampled on the ground by people's feet. Christ teaches the disciples that they are to be the light of the world, as a city set upon a hill which cannot be hidden. Not only are these disciples followers of Christ to keep their saltiness or the truthfulness of the gospel in this earth, they are to shine into the darkness as reflections of the true light, which is Christ. For Christ has chosen these men to continue the gospel message to all the ends of the earth. And now we continue in that preaching and that teaching of the good news. If they did not, who would? If we do not, who will? Although these verses are directed at His followers, the disciples and us, we should not be the focus. Rather, it's the truth of Christ's life, of His death, and His resurrection which is the focus. We are the salt of the earth, proclaiming Christ crucified as truth, giving taste and preservance to the earth. So we ought to note that if we lose focus, or we lose our taste, which means to water down the truth or to pervert it, if this happens to us, we're no longer good except to be tossed away and trampled underfoot. Let's keep that image in mind, because it's easy for us to be consumed with our lives inside the church, our works or our good deeds, or maybe even focusing on church growth. And while these things are important to an extent, we are called to be a lamp that's lit and that's put on a stand, shining light into the darkness. We're gathered out of that world and we're set upon that hill, the holy hill that the Lord dwells. We are to proclaim and shine that light of truth and purity of Jesus Christ as the Son of God, the Lamb who takes away the sin of the world, so that we who believe it and all those who hear it and believe may live with the Lord forever. Notice Psalm 24. Who shall ascend the hill of the Lord? And who shall stand in His holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to what is false, and does not swear deceitfully. And again in Psalm chapter 43, Send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your dwelling. The Lord dwells on his holy hill for all to see, and we have been brought into that holy city set on a hill. We are to follow in that truth and that light which comes from the Lord, which is only found in Jesus Christ. We're told in the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. We're not told to let our lights shine so that men will see us and our lives and give glory to us, or that they will wonder at our righteousness, but we reflect Christ's light so that others will give glory to our Father in heaven. But at the end of our gospel, we're given some troubling words. Christ teaches that unless we are more righteous than that of the scribes and the Pharisees, we will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. For during the time that Jesus lived, there was found no one more righteous than the Pharisees. For they were regarded by the people as pious, law-abiding Jews who knew and transcribed the scriptures. The Pharisees knew every law and commandment which the Lord God spoke. And their righteousness was beyond of what any man could hope to accomplish or reach. Yet Christ still says, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will never enter into the kingdom of heaven. How can this be? Since we know that even the Pharisees will not be able to enter into the kingdom, how can we, whose righteousness is told to exceed that of the Pharisees, enter, while even they will not? We know we're unrighteous. We know that we're sinful. We're unable to have life because we are dead to sin. We are destined to death because of our evil ways. It seems as if we're told to do the impossible, to be salt, to be light, to let your good works shine before men, to have your righteousness exceed that of the Pharisees. And we are told the impossible. We are told what even the Pharisees could not do, which is keep the truth and the purity of the Word of God through the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Pharisees couldn't do this because they sought after righteousness that were in the eyes of men. But we are told to have righteousness that is seen in the eyes of God, which is found only in faith in Jesus Christ. Therefore, we don't look at ourselves or our actions or our deeds as righteous, or we don't look at ourselves for anything that could possibly exceed the righteousness of the Pharisees. We must look elsewhere. Christ teaches that he didn't come to abolish the law or the prophets. Rather, he said he came to fulfill them, so that all those who are in Christ are found righteous. For us to understand this seemingly impossible word of Christ given to us, we must know that there's two kinds of righteousness. Righteousness that the world sees and understands, and righteousness that God is and possesses. The righteousness that the world sees and recognizes is that which the Pharisees have. They have their gift now on earth. Men of this world, they see their deeds and they're astounded, giving glory to the Pharisees. The Pharisees seek after that approval of men. The Pharisees do what is appealing to the world by the way of what the Word of God says. But they do not fully understand or follow the law or the prophets. As they work their way as perfectly as they can through the law and the prophets, they miss the biggest point of all, which is this. Christ says he did not come to abolish the law or the prophets, yet he came to fulfill them, because he is the law and the prophets incarnate, the Word made flesh. God reveals who he is and how his people are to live through those two things, Christ is the revealed word of God in the flesh, so that anyone who believes in him as the Son of God also believes in the word of God and the law and the prophets. The Pharisees keep the laws of the Lord, but they do not believe that Christ is the Son of God. Therefore, they are not seen as righteous in the eyes of God, because they have tried to reach the Lord on their own account, not through the word of God. Therefore, we who believe in Jesus Christ as the Son of God, we who believe that he came to take our place as payment for our sins, we who are covered in his blood, which cleanses us from all unrighteousness, we are no longer found as unrighteous. Rather, we have been given righteousness, Christ's righteousness. Christ possesses the righteousness found in the law and the prophets. Christ possesses the righteousness of the Lord because he is the Lord. The righteousness that we're called to have that should be greater than the Pharisees is not ours because of anything that we've done. Or it's not ours because other people look to us and see us as righteous in their eyes. Our righteousness is the actions and deeds of Christ who earns us that righteousness because it is his righteousness given to us through faith from hearing the word of God in the scriptures and from baptism. Because of this faith that we have the righteousness that exceeds that of the Pharisees. We're called to be salt and light of the world, proclaiming this righteousness found in the good works of Christ, not our own, so that anyone who sees these good works that we do knows that they are merely the good works of Christ shining through us. We don't do these good works because this is how we gain this righteousness that Christ says that we must have, like the Pharisees thought. Rather, we do these good works because we've been imparted, which means that we've been granted or gifted this righteousness. Righteousness which can only do the good works which give glory to the Father in heaven, because it is Christ's. This is how we are salt and light of the earth, in faith in Jesus Christ. We preach and we teach Jesus as the only and true way to life everlasting. We love our neighbors as ourselves, because God first loved us, and we don't harm them, but we follow the Ten Commandments, because that is who God is, and that is who we are in him. We've seen the light of the world, and the light lives in us, so we cannot do anything but be light to the world. People don't light a lamp and put a basket over it. Rather, they light a lamp and they put it on a stand for all people to see. We must stay salty, which means keep the truth, by staying in faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of God, so that we can retain our taste and able to give taste or truth to the earth. We give taste and truth to the earth and proclaim Christ because that is what salt does, preserves. We give light to the earth so that darkness cannot overcome it, because we have the light in which the darkness has not overcome. Be salty. Shine your light so that the good works that you do, that others see, they can give glory to our Father in heaven also. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard our hearts and minds unto life everlasting. Amen.